I am Dr. Rob Myers, Regional Director of Extension Programs with the University of Missouri.
We're at the NAFB convention. Talk a little bit about your talk today.
Well, I spoke about different alternative crop options for farmers, given that our commodity prices are at a low at the moment and people are interested in what they can produce to add some profit to the farm. So there's everything from alternative oil seeds such as canola and sunflowers to specialty crops, including things that might be considered agroforestry such as elderberry or chestnuts, and then opportunities that may exist in the future like perennial grains such as kernza. But the big thing I spoke about was the opportunity with growing seed for cover crops, which could be a $1 billion market in the next several years.
Why are these crops that growers should look at?
Well, I think as farmers are looking at what they can do with their farms going forward, obviously the first goal is to make enough money this year to stay in business. But beyond that, I know all farmers are concerned about the health of their soil. And we've learned in recent years that if we can grow a little bit more diversity of crops, that is good for the health of the soil, makes it more productive and more resilient. So even just going from a 2 to a 3 crop rotation can have benefits for the biology of the soil. And so that's one of the reasons to look at it, besides just making some extra profit.
And you talked a lot about cover crops and the growth that we'll likely see. Can you talk a little bit about those numbers?
Yeah, so right now we think we're probably at around 17 to 20 million acres of cover crops nationally in the U.S., which is a big change from a decade ago. But on the other hand, that's still a small fraction of our total acreage. We've been seeing about 15% growth per year in cover crops over the last 8 or 9 years, and I would expect that trend to continue. There's some challenges, though. We've got to get to the point where farmers can figure out how to have time to plant these in the fall and make sure that they're going to fit with their crop rotations. But many farmers are seeing big benefits from cover crops, so I expect the interest to continue to be strong in them.
And you mentioned that it's grown, but it's still a fraction. Why do you think that is? Why do you think farmers are slow to adopt them?
Well, we found through a national cover crop farmer survey that the number one reason they cite is the challenge of having time to plant the cover crop in the fall. So that's starting to be overcome by two things. One is the ag retailers who are normally helping farmers with fertilizers or chemicals are in some cases doing the seeding of the cover crop. They're broadcasting it for farmers. In other cases, farmers have modified equipment they're already using for tillage to put on the cover crop at the same time they're tilling the field, like with a vertical tillage tool, and so that's helping a lot of farmers get those cover crops in without any extra passes over the field.
And then that's what I want to ask. Anything else you'd like to add in?
Well, I just think we're seeing with cover crops some real benefits for soil health. And so as farmers are learning more about improving the health of their soils, I think we'll see more farmers using them, partly for that reason, partly for the opportunities to do things like graze the cover crops or help with herbicide-resistant weeds. But there's a lot of different reasons they might find them helpful on their farm. And that's the reason we probably have close to 50,000 farmers today using cover crops in the United States.
Thank you so much.